that you're joining today to meet your president, to meet with your president's council of advisors on science and technology. I mean, I know how passionate you are about science and technology, because it's like one of the most powerful drivers of progress for the lives of all Americans, you know, from health to new industries with good jobs to our climate and environment to national security and so much more. And so I got to say, it is no surprise to me that you chose to mark today the one-year anniversary of your being inaugurated as President of the United States to come sit down with your scientists, your PCAS, and talk about future possibilities for the country. So your PCAS has been very busy. We're going to tell you about some projects that have been going on. There's a lot more we won't have time to tell you about. But we are tremendously excited you're here, especially on this anniversary. So, Mr. President, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Eric. As you know, that when I was running for this office this time, I would talk about PCAST, and people would look at me like, what in the hell is he talking about? And then I'd explain what I meant. And it wasn't particularly active in the last 4 years, but science is back, back in vogue. And I want to welcome everyone here today with me and the President's Council on Advisors on Science and Technology, so-called PCAST. But first and foremost, I want to thank the co-chairs, Dr. Lander, Dr. Arnold, and Dr. Zuber, and the entire council, all of you, for your willingness to serve. You know, it's no secret that I'm a big fan of this council. I would say parenthetically, I used to, when we were in the Obama administration, we'd have our meetings at PCAST, and we'd be down in the library, and we'd make the presentation. I'd say, can I stick around and ask a few questions? And 3 hours later, they'd be pulling me out because I had so many questions. But, you know, I often say that America can be defined, and I mean this sincerely. I was on a Tibetan plateau with, I think that's where it was, with President Xi of China. And absolutely true story. And we had been traveling, I traveled 17,000 miles of them here in the United States and then in China. And the president wanted me to get to know him because we knew he would be the next president. And President Hu was then president. But it wasn't appropriate for the president of the United States to be spending all that time with the vice president. So I spent a lot of time with him. And we had a lot of conversations. I don't know that's true, but I'm told I've spent more time with him in person and on the telephone than any other world leader. And we'd have these conversations. I have an interpreter and he'd have one, simultaneous interpreting. And we'd talk and we'd have all these meetings. And as I said, we were sitting there and he said, can you define America for me? And I said, yes, one word. Possibilities. Like any other country in the world, we're organizing notions, anything is possible. And that's the very spirit that this animates this council. Your job is to ask how science and technology can expand our possibilities, solve our toughest challenge, and make the impossible possible. This year, we've seen the power of science and technology deliver extraordinary breakthroughs, from the miracle of challenge and make the impossible possible. This year, we've seen the power of science and technology deliver extraordinary breakthroughs, from the miracle of safe and effective COVID vaccines and treatments to game-changing clean energy technologies, helping us meet the climate crisis, although we have a long way to go, while creating new jobs and new industries. And, to the flight of a helicopter on Mars, and the launch of a new deep-sea telescope that was going to help us unlock discoveries yet unknown. It's essential that science and scientific integrity are again taken seriously and are the center of what we're about as a nation. That scientists have a seat at the table, every table in the government. And that's why this council, to me at least, is so important. And I think it's going to be so important to the United States and to the world. You represent the top of your fields, medicine, mathematics, astrophysics, agriculture, oceanography, public health, clean energy, cybersecurity, nanotechnology, and so much more. The breadth of this council isn't an accident. It's by design. And that there was a time when PCAST didn't include social scientists or medical doctors or, frankly, the voice of women. But today we understand that to harness the full power of science and technology to meet the challenges we face, we need to hear from every part of the scientific community. And that's why I'm so proud that for the first time in the history of this council, we have a PCAST that looks like America. And I'm looking forward to hearing from our co-chairs about the work we're engaged in, particularly around addressing the disparities in our public health system, meeting the threat of climate change and extreme weather, ensuring Americans global leadership and innovation and create a good-paying jobs and win the competition of the 21st century. And so that's what this is all about, in my view. So, Eric, I'm anxious to get started, and I apologize for taking so long, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in person as we get this COVID issue a little more under control. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I think what we're going to do is thank the press very much right now and ask folks to step out. And for folks watching by Zoom, it'll be another, you know, moment or two, and then we'll pick up as folks collect their things. Thank you all so much for coming.
Sir, can you say declaratively the election this fall will be legitimate?
Thank you.